Okay, Priya, continue, or can make it. Radio Krishna, I don't know. So I'm not really trying to introduce something new or change something, or but rather to highlight the fact that when a spiritual movement, which means, you know, something is moving, bringing us forward, is created, it tends to turn into an institution. And since that's where we are, material world, absorbed and trained and grown up in a culture where life is going on very much in the material world, I mean, out there in the physical world, that's how such people then tend to approach even spirituality. So, you know, all this philosophy and these deep things, they are difficult to understand. So we make it into a simple social club or something, you know, that we meet every week and eat, yes, chant something like Christian churches, you know. You do your sermon, listen to the lecture, do the chanting, eat the food, talk a bit, and then go home. Or if you are more strict, you follow all these little rules and principles, and you live in an ashram or temple, and you go to the programs every morning, every evening, and you work as much as possible serving the movement, the organization, the leader, cleaning, fixing, building, donating. And that's what it's about. Then you're doing devotional service, then you're doing bhakti yoga, then you're good. And if you don't, or if you, God forbid, serve the wrong organization, wrong group, then you're not. So this, I would say, simplistic and even, in a way, materialistic, superficial approach that we can see almost always kind of slips in after a spiritually wise person has started something, has been here teaching us things, and then it turns into a religious institution with a name. And a whole thing there with bureaucracy and leadership, even competitions and conflicts and splinter groups and the whole thing. So we should first of all see that if someone thinks, oh, he's just criticizing here. No, I'm actually just looking at a pattern, a kind of a way that things tend to happen, and you just have to make a little review of history in the world to see that. So we need, you know, Reformation often means we should go back and do it right, the way it was, you know, in the Middle Age or something. But no, it's deeper than that. It goes beyond time and place and so on.